In just 20 years, hip-hop has gone from an underground scene in New York to a global culture phenomenon. In 1982, Charlie Ahearn's feature Wild Style caught rappers, graffiti artists, breakdancers, and DJs just before the crossover began. In 2001, Doug Prey's documentary Scratch profiled a current generation of DJs who look back to the early days of hip-hop for inspiration. Both films are now out on DVD, and critic Milo Miles says they show how much has and has not changed about hip-hop culture.
In the documentary Scratch, several hip-hop DJs, or as they now like to be called, turntablists, pay homage to the vintage movie Wild Style. This seems odd at first. DJs are not that prominent in the old film. But then you realize that almost everything about hip-hop culture from the early days has been transformed or vanished, except DJs. The so-called plot of Wild Style is such a throwaway, you only need to watch it once. What makes the DVD edition valuable and repeatable is the added commentary by director Charlie Ahearn and collaborator Freddie Brathwaite. Brathwaite, a graffiti artist known as Fab Five Freddy, had a vision of what hip-hop could become, and he was well ahead of the crowd. As you look at the bombed-out Bronx of the early 80s and the graffiti-coated subway cars, Ahearn and Freddy have to remind first-time viewers what the situation was then.
You know what I wanted to? I wanted to talk a little bit about avant-garde art and how deeply involved both of us were. What was the cutting edge of experimental art at that time, experimental music, and
right.
How this film was kind of an expression of that for both of us.
Yeah, that's true. Because also at the time when we were making Wild Style, you guys got to remember, if you heard any rap records at this time, you might have heard the Sugar Hill Gang. But rap was not even a blip on the map. I remember when we would go to meet people and try to get money to make this film, so many people laughed at us. And we did everything we were supposed to do, but nobody wanted to give us any money. And the money that we got to really get this film rolling, ironically, came from the other side of the Atlantic.
Yep.
Of course, the first thing you notice is that graffiti is so gone from hip-hop nowadays. Fab Five Freddy's dream of graffiti being legitimized by downtown art galleries is barely a memory. Even breakdancing only gets the occasional nod anymore. With the overwhelming rise of rappers and their producers, it looked like DJs were as extinct as spray painters. But a new generation of DJs got access to improved, more sophisticated equipment. They soon discovered that spinning and scratching records delivered a style, a sound, and a sensibility that just couldn't be duplicated by studio machines. San Francisco's Invisible Scratch Pickles were the first to make modern DJ techniques part of their act. Here, DJ Shadow explains from the documentary Scratch.
The Pickles were the first to take the secrecy out of DJing, because a lot of hip-hop DJing was based on covering the label so that nobody knew what you had, not revealing your tricks. And I think the Pickles were the first people to just be like, hey, here's exactly how to do what we do. We want you to go out and do it better so that we can learn from you. That to me was a giant step forward. And they were so far ahead of the time that people, a lot of times crowds would just be like, damn.
Doug Prey's first documentary, Hype, chronicled the downfall of the Seattle grunge scene. But with Scratch, he's interested in resurrection. It seems to be part documentary and part instructional video. The message is that these guys are just like you. You could do this stuff too, and we'll show you how. The young turntablists are very aware they have the home basement and local neighborhood vibe that rap superstars spend big money to simulate in movies. Wild Style is an almost improvised movie that hoped to be historical. Scratch is a movie that hopes to preserve the history of improvisation. It includes the brief segment of Wild Style that features groundbreaking DJ Grandmaster Flash at work on the turntables. The new turntablists are more studious, almost like a martial arts brotherhood, though they are just as likely to think of themselves as science fiction superheroes. What a switch from the old school. The star of Wild Style, Lee Quinones, was not a professional actor, and he always looked like he was wondering if this project was a good idea. After all, it might mess up his career as a graffiti artist. The turntablists have no such doubts as they display their supple wrists and darting fingers on the mixing boards. They may not be at the top for long, but they will not be forgotten. And by the end of Scratch, you will be convinced that the turntable has become a musical instrument suitable for the long haul.
Now you know us, but it's not the Cold Crush. Four MCs, so we ain't the furious. Not the Force MCs or the three for treacherous. It's a blast from the past, from the moment we bust. From whatever we touch, we hold platinum plus. But if our shit go rust, still I got we trust. Cause it's the second coming, we play a rhyme so stunning. And keep it running, and give a shout out to London.
And keep it on, it's never born to the early morn. Sunset till dawn.
I got a word abundance, whole fans by the hundred. Top speed, guaranteed, we stay running.
I keep a bastard, grip my terror tactics. Why you acting plastic? Treating all your bands like fanatics.
We need a upper pair, coming in tight,
like upper wear.
Pressure looking beware, the bring it down. DJ is spinning the records that make up the music so people can focus whenever the mic has been passed to.
Milo Miles is a contributing writer to Rolling Stone. He reviewed the 1982 feature film Wild Style and the documentary Scratch. Both are now out on DVD. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our researcher is Jessica Chu. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Barbara Bogave.